Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup this afternoon, the former executive director of the NICD. Prof, it turns out you and I had this fantastic conversation yesterday, but you and I were the only ones to have heard it. So let's revisit the issue of the third wave and the threat from the Indian variant.
Yeah, let me just briefly recap what we said yesterday. There is certainly an uptick. In other words, we are seeing more and more cases throughout the country nationally, particularly in two provinces in the Free State, where it's actually now about 60% of what it was in the second wave. So it's pretty high in that province. And Northern Cape, in fact, 90%. But these are fairly small provinces, and obviously we're worried about will it spread from there. But, you know, if you look at the kind of graph of the country as a whole, we're starting to see it starting to creep up. And I think this is really the impression which a lot of people, a lot of medical colleagues are seeing, and I think Astral is seeing in our community and in Johannesburg. And if you look at other parameters such as the percentage of tests which are positive, now it went from a low of about 3% to now 7.3%. So all the kind of, you know, signs are there. And I think this is not surprising. You know, the weather gets colder, winter's on its way, people are indoors, and that's what's driving it. The variant from India, the B617, that certainly is more highly transmissible than the other variants, but probably about the same as the variant that is dominant with us, the 351. So it's really going to be more our human behavior which is going to drive it rather than any variant. So we're not particularly alarmed. We're concerned. We have to monitor this variant from India, but it's not a panic station by any means. And that's not going to drive the epidemic. What's going to drive our third wave is people's behavior. And it's going to be the 351 variant. So closing borders, all that kind of thing is not going to make much difference, really.
Prof, I'm glad you clarified that, because I, for one, have seen these nightmarish video reports from India. And, it's like it's going on. It's absolute hell. It couldn't get worse if one had a bad dream. So we certainly don't want to be reporting that here.
What's happening in India is really a result of the tremendous super spreading events. You know, they had massive political rallies. First of all, before that, they were at a very low level. And they were confident. In fact, some of the politicians were saying, the COVID epidemic is over. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And they threw all the cautions to the wind, masking and so on. And they had these massive political and religious events, which are super spreading events. And then, of course, the variant then drove it after that.
Prof, we're going to leave it there this afternoon because it's 4:30. As always, thank you. And the best thing is, this conversation was heard more than by just you and me this afternoon.